Blog Talk Radio.
I was supposed to play the intro music. I guess it didn't. Okay, can y'all hear me on Blog Talk and on YouTube? I want to make sure y'all can hear me on both platforms. If y'all could just put a teacup so I know that y'all can hear me. Okay, so we're going to start. Okay, so y'all can hear? Okay, perfect. The phone number, hold on. I thought I put it in here already. Let me put the phone number in again. Okay, good, good. All right, give me just a second. So I'm going to take the first call, area code 312.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Soran. Yes, hey you.
Hey, calling in.
How are
you? What time is it
where
you at?
Yes, ma'am. Girl, 2 o'clock in the morning. I had to stay up for this. I was like, yes, I can talk about this.
She said she got an alert. She was like, I'm definitely calling in. Okay, I'm glad y'all can hear. So what do you think so far? How do you feel about everybody getting exposed? How do you feel about the whole Aaron Hall situation and what he had to say?
Oh, hold on. Somebody said that they can't hear.
Ooh,
hold
they
on for a second.
Hear?
Let me try to see.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me see something. Girl, it's always my daggone audio, ain't it, y'all? Hold on.
They can't hear.
How about
but
now?
I
can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear
me? Saying it's low. They're saying that it's low.
Oh, shoot. Okay, how about now?
I can hear you just fine. Just keep going. You're going to have to listen to the playback. I can hear you just fine.
Oh, I am so, so sorry, y'all. Y'all know it's always my audio. Okay, let me make this quick. First of all, whoever says something about ruining their 90s playlist, they are not lying. It really, really is. But I kind of feel like this situation is just like season 3 of a larger situation. Some people say they can hear, and then some people say they can't hear. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Yeah, other people are saying that it's
apology.
Fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got it up as far as I can go. So I hope – I'm sorry. I'm going to just make it quick. But
okay.
Long story short is that I really feel like this Jane Doe and this connection with Aaron Hall is really, really going to open up a floodgate. And I think Cassie – and her attorneys were really smart by saying the things that they were saying in order to be able to capture other things. This was a civil motion that she filed, not a criminal one. So any criminal potentials that are going to come forward are going to come forward from these other activities, like the second, this third Jane Doe, the other guy from Bad Boy. And I think it's going to extend out further, you know, like, you know, people saying Jay-Z, you know, other producers of the time. I think this rabbit hole is going to go so much deeper. I really do think so. I really
now,
do. I'm so
how
sorry
do you
that you
feel
got to
like
know.
Like in the 90s, this was the norm.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be super, super honest. We honestly were groomed. We were groomed. And I feel like the reality is a lot of this stuff was going on knowingly. Yes, a lot of our parents did co-sign on a lot of this type of behavior. And not to mention the fact, yeah, a lot of us were teen parents in the 90s. Like, it was acceptable. It was acceptable. And now we're getting a chance to preview stuff that we lived through and is going to really answer a lot of questions to a lot of the things that we didn't understand, like Heavy D died. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was always a suspect thing, you know? Patra, somebody said something about Patra. Yeah, that Aaron Hall Patra stuff was real. She came out and said something a few years ago. So I think the rabbit hole is going to go much deeper, for sure.
Well, thank you
so
much. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. It was good talking to you.
All right, y'all. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, there's a 202. Go ahead and unmute your mic.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
See, I got to say, I've been watching you ever since you started talking about the C-19, and you've been on point since. Also, you are glowing. But it's funny, like, what you're talking about, because I was just watching a video, like, a couple of days ago, and they were saying, like, how years ago, how Jaguar, right, was speaking about this against the industry and everything. And I feel like even if you look at Orlando Brown, like, these people are labeled crazy, but they went through some traumatic things also. You know, mm-hmm. So I feel like these celebrities are being put in the light, so it's good that, you know, things are coming to the truth now that people are speaking out about it.
I'm so glad. Everybody can hear you. They said you're a little bit louder, so you're sounding good. Yeah, and I think, you know, like Dave Chappelle said back in the day, that when we call somebody crazy, it's dismissive, because then we don't have to get to the bottom of what's driving them crazy. Just, you know, they're crazy. Exactly. Move on. And if you notice, too, that Justin Bieber, he's been coming out kind of dropping hints on the things that he went through in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any of those videos?
I haven't, but I had watched the Jaguar right one. But I be catching your videos all the time, like got notification. I also mm-hmm. want to compliment you on your deep dive. I became a member just to watch the deep dive, and it was definitely on point. Because I feel like even with that, you can feel like the energy changing, like things ain't even the same no more. So I don't know, it's just like things are just weird now, totally weird, from like 10 years ago, you know.
So, no, definitely.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. No, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. It was good talking to you.
You have much love to you.
Okay. Bye. Okay. I'm going to just keep going through the calls. I hope y'all can hear. I put the microphone closer to it. I don't know why it sounded low for some people. Other people are saying that it's that they can hear it just fine. Y'all know it's not a lovely T-show unless there's something going on with the audio, I swear, at this point. So we're going to keep going. Area code 920. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Hello, T. How are you?
I'm good. Please talk a little bit louder.
Hello, T. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I got to yell.
What do you think about everything?
Diddy is a freak host. I believe everything that Cassie is saying.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely did everything that she is saying. I totally agree with everything. And there has been a lot of things circling around Diddy since the early 2000s. I'm 29, but my parents used to have like these old Illuminati conspiracy DVDs, and they would always be talking about Diddy. Diddy, 50 Cent, Nick Cannon, Prince. I know you love Prince T, but they were going in on Prince too.
Yeah.
Also, there has been like a lot of other people saying that Diddy be messing around with like, you know, guys and whatnot. You know, the Jaguar, mm-hmm. Jaguar Wright lady, and a lot of other people have been talking about Diddy. So I totally agree that, like, he's been doing all of this, and I feel like he should pay. I hope those women get every penny that they're, you know, asking for in their lawsuit. I really do.
Yeah. Now, have you heard, I see people in the chat saying that Andre Harrell probably groomed Diddy. Have you heard anything about that as far as that conspiracy?
Yes, I have.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead now, so I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, but yeah.
Well, rest in peace, but I have heard that as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was good talking to you.
You too, T. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right. All the fellas are calling in. I'm here for it. 773, you're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me, T?
I can hear you perfectly. How are you?
Hi, T. Oh, my wife wants to say hello. Go ahead.
Hi, T.
Hi, T. I love you. Let me just start by saying I am one of your blind and visually impaired subscribers, and I love when you put on your Mother Goose glasses. Because when you go to – I love my gossip and my tea, and when you go other places and they just throw the screenshots up there – and, you know, Succession, I'm like, oh, I don't know what they say. But you take out those glasses and you read every single word. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I remember somebody told me that a while back.
That was me. I have a blind soul child, 36. Yes, I leave super chats and everything. I was in the Discord. I just left the Discord because sometimes with the voiceover apps and the algorithm with apps, sometimes things harder for me to like just respond or certain things like that. But I am your number one visually impaired subscriber. I love you so much for reading everything.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember seeing that comment. Like, can you just please read? I know it takes a little bit longer, but I need them read because I can't read them myself. And I thought about it. I was like, oh, there's people, you know, who can't when I say, you know, when I play the music and I just post the screenshot. So when I seen that comment, okay, let me go ahead and put on my little glasses, child, and read everything out loud. So I'm glad it helps you. I appreciate that.
Yes, and as far as the topic, I just want to kind of throw out some food for thought. Yeah, I think this really is just a part of the age of Aquarius. You know, a lot of truths are going to come out, not going off topic, but just like with the aliens and just things going on in the world. And this is a part of it. These things that were always, you know, kind of hush-hushed are going to come out. You know, whether it's just this generation that feels differently about certain things. You mentioned Justin Bieber. You know, it started with the Yummy video. You know, him just dropping hints about things in the industry and everything. And
I mean,
the second thing I want
to talk about Justin Bieber, look how emotional he got thinking about Billie Eilish and wanting to protect her.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is just when it comes to the 90s, I feel like with every generation, there's going to be some bad, but there's also going to be some good. And the good is that generation kind of being like, the next generation is kind of like, we're going to not deal with this anymore. Let's all address how this is messed up. And I mean, if you think about it, hundreds of years ago, it was normal for an older man who would, you know, bring something to the family, money, funds, dowries, whatever it is, for the younger woman, you know. And when that went out of fashion, you had the 80s and 90s where it's the high school girl and the college guy, you know, the grown man, things like that. My own mother, she was, you know, 17. She's in the military, but she was 17 when she got married to a 34-year-old. And they're no longer together, thankfully. But my grandparents supported that because they didn't want her running around with, in their words, a young guy who didn't have anything. And
yeah,
so
I was saying a lot of parents co-signed it because they felt like, you know, their daughter being with an older man, she'll be taken care of. He can look out for the family. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of parents co-signed those type of relationships, unfortunately.
They really did. And so that's what I really think it's that. And, I feel like this younger generation, this Generation Z, I feel like they're just kind of looking at it like, no, that's messed up. We don't want to do that. Why is this okay? And you've spoken on it, and so many people did say the Me Too movement was kind of hijacked, you know, and for certain people the spotlight wasn't, you know, shown on them. And I think a lot of these, you know, Cassie and just other people are going to start coming out and they're going to be like, hey, this is our time now. You know, the actresses had their time. Let's have ours and get all of this stuff out there, you know?
Yeah. Somebody said Marquise Houston. Ooh-wee. Or Marcus. I was going to say that boy's name. It's a lot of people. It's crazy. Well, sis, thank you so much for calling in. It was very good talking to you.
No problem. Thank you, T. My wife and I love you. We love watching you, and she has all these crazy thoughts just like you. But, again, they're not crazy. Truth is stranger than fiction. Thank you, T.
Well, thank you to both of y'all for just supporting my show. It means a lot to me.
Awesome. All right, bye.
Bye. All right, we got 704 in the building. Somebody calling in from Charlotte.
Hello. Call right now.
Okay, hold on. 704.
Hey, T, this is Crystal from Charlotte.
Hey, Crystal, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what do you think about the topic?
I'm sorry. I'm excited and nervous to be on the call. This is my first time calling in.
Okay, don't be nervous. You live in Charlotte. You know, Charlotte people, you know what I'm saying? Bring that Charlotte energy, sis.
I will. Yes, I would love to meet you. Hopefully you come down one day. Hopefully I get to meet you. But let me start by saying I am a 90s baby. So I was born in 1990. My birthday will be in a couple weeks. And what is interesting is a lot of the music, of course, I heard it growing up, like both my parents, they loved Josie. My mom loved R. Kelly. So hearing these things and these all the different music and songs, I've, you know, within the last couple of years, I've started researching more about the artists. So now that all this stuff is coming out, I've been having conversations with certain family members. And I have a thought, which is weird. I find that a lot of SA victims, when I ask them what their thoughts are about these stories, they're like, oh, why do they wait to come out? And I'm just like, I find that a lot of those victims, they, if they haven't went through with their trauma, or they're, you know, having their, it's like, it's almost like they don't believe that it happened because they haven't dealt with their own trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's weird. But it's just disheartening because I'm an SA victim, and I've had, of course, there's other people in my family that are. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, just hearing these stories is traumatic. And then just like someone else said, like, our playlist is kind of jacked up. But same yeah. thing, I'm still listening to the music, but hearing all these different stories is just, it's wild. It's almost like the spotlight is on the music industry, and we just need to, I don't know, it's almost like we just got to clean, not clean house, but it's good to hear these stories come out and all the victims be able to tell their story. But that's yes. just, that was just my thought.
It is very triggering, but it also lets women know that they're not alone, because people would be shocked at how many women can relate to some of these stories. You know, like I said in my last live stream, when you think about when people are assaulted, it's not the stranger in the bush hiding to grab you. That's very rare. You know, a lot of people are assaulted by people that they know, that they trust, family members, things like that. So I think this is like opening the doors and letting people know that it's okay to come out, because there was a point in time that women couldn't talk about that.
Right, right. That's why I was so proud of Cassie. And like I said, us going down the rabbit hole and reading those docs, it's like, dang, all that stuff happened and we were able to see it too. Like going back, looking at videos and watching their interactions and things like that, it's like, dang, it's kind of like right there. And then just with Diddy, he dated, like, I guess, well I remember Kim and J-Lo. Just those two were, I guess, within his age, but all the other women that he's interacting with were hecka young. And mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just that pattern we see now. It's just like, dang, all that stuff was happening, but it was common, because even my first interaction when I started dating, it was with someone older than me. So it's mm-hmm. like it was kind of common back then. But I don't know, it's opening up so much now. It's opening up so much now.
Well, sis, thank you so much for calling in. It was good talking to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Now, speaking about J-Lo and Kim, Gene Deal was talking about this not too long ago, where he was talking about how Diddy would be cheating on Kim with J-Lo. One, he never treated J-Lo like that, never disrespected her. Made sure she was good. He didn't put hands on her, but probably because she was in the industry and she had a lot of white people who, you know, backed her up. But he would say, like, how Diddy would allegedly stalk Kim. Like, he literally believed in J-Lo's house from smashing J-Lo, and then would be calling Kim and she wouldn't be home. And then they'd have to meet up with, like, the babysitter, and they would go from, like, club to club, bar to bar, trying to find Kim. So, you know, just him, like, really just staying on top of this woman and not allowing her to have her freedom, even though he was able to be out here having his cake and eating it too. So I thought that was very, very interesting when I heard that. Let me go ahead and bring on 804 area code. I think that's South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I know all these
Hello?
Carolina area codes. Hello.
Hey, oh my God. Oh my
Your
God,
phone is
girl. Okay, hold on. I will take
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's way better. Are you in South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
I do not know everybody's area code. I need a life. I just know area codes from Cena.
Oh, my gosh. Girl, I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh, I finally got through.
Well, welcome to the show. What do you think about all the stuff that's going on right now?
Oh, well, first, before I go on with that, let me just tell you, I've been a fan since 2016. Girl, ever since you told off Janet Hubert that time, I have just loved you.
Yeah, the mama from
Fred, Fred. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, girl, I can't believe it. My mom and my aunt are not going to believe this. They're in another room, but yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to shut up because there's other people waiting. Okay. But, yeah, I just want to say that I pretty much believe Cassie. I was born in 81, so I grew up listening to Puffy, and he just always struck me as somebody with a narcissistic, nasty spirit. I never cared for him, even when I was a teenager. Something about him just struck me as, you know, just very narcissistic and self-serving. And then when he made those kids walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn to get him a slice of cheesecake and back.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't even at the dang
the
office when they got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, he left for the day. I was like, wow, are you friggin' kidding me? So yeah, I've never cared for him. So when I hear about all of this, it's shocking, but then again, it's not. You know, I don't put anything past him, especially with all the stuff that Jaguar Wright was saying about him, because I don't know if you saw that one interview. She claimed that he also sexually assaulted Christopher Williams, allegedly. Now, again, I can't really say if that's true or not, but Oh, you haven't seen that one?
No, I think I've seen that one where she talked about somebody walked in and Christopher Williams was giving head or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. And then I just found out about the Aaron Hall allegations today, and somebody pointed out, and somebody even said this in the super chat, if you listen to the lyrics of Don't Be Afraid, it could be, you know, construed as a man, you know, taking advantage of a woman. And somebody played the lyrics, and I was like, you know what? I always thought he was talking about a woman that was a freak, but if you really listen to him, it kind of does. And, you know, that was always my jam growing up. So, yeah. Like everybody's been saying, truth is stranger than fiction, and people do say that there is some darkness in the music industry, so.
Yeah, I mean, music was banned, you know, by Lucifer. You know, he was the father of music. But when you think about it, even like when we were young, you know, singing Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. I remember singing that at the top of my lungs, like in the sixth grade, not even understanding what that meant, just because, Aaliyah's pretty, her voice is melodic. And the whole time, like, R. Kelly's in the background. You know, it's just weird, you know. Like, I just feel like we're like a generation of, like, young people that were just groomed, like, overtly groomed. And not just the girls, the guys, too. You know, just, like, the hypersexuality on both parts. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's a lot of things when you go back as an adult and you watch things, or, like, you listen to stuff, and it's just like, wow. Like, you didn't even realize what you were watching or what you were taking in as a child.
Yeah, because even on a somewhat lighter note, you know, when I was little, I would go around singing Me So Horny, not knowing what horny was, and I was like 7.
Or no, this one, you can do me in the morning, you can do me
in the
night.
I was just about to say that.
I used
to sing that all the time.
You can do me in elementary school. We didn't even know what that meant. Or, like, remember everybody would walk around and be like, don't trust a big button to smile, that girl is poor.
I would, and I would sing Do Me all the time, not knowing what it was about.
Right. It is crazy when you think about it. That's why it's like, it's so easy to get on this generation. But I always have to remind people, you know, yes, this generation's music is off the chain. It's super vulgar. But we had music off the chain, but it was more covert. You know, like, I remember singing, like, in junior high, singing You Gotta Go Downtown. Well, I'm like, in sixth grade, I'm thinking downtown is downtown Minneapolis. only to find out.
You know
out
what I thought they were singing about? I thought that she was saying that she wanted her man to take her downtown to go shopping.
That's what I thought.
I was like, okay,
in my childhood mind.
I was like, what's so special about going downtown to go shopping? Okay. Or even they had a song called I Touch Myself. I thought she was like maybe just touching her arm or her leg or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so you think about your man and you touch yourself. What's so special about that? And yeah, your screen went black, T.
Yeah, it's frozen up again. We're at 1 hour and 22 minutes. It's something going on with YouTube. I don't know what it is. It's between YouTube and StreamYard, but I can still hear you on audio. So I'm going to end up putting the full audio up either way. But yeah, I don't know what that is. Like once it gets to like 1 hour and 30-something minutes, everything freezes up.
Okay. Well, it was so good. Oh, by the way, I didn't. I was so excited. I didn't give my name. My name's Nadia. I'm a big fan. Watch it. Yeah, Nadia. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I watch you all the time. Okay, but yeah, I had a good time talking with you, girl. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Definitely. Thank you for calling in, Nadia.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Looks like everything is frozen up. I do not know why this keeps happening. It's so weird. Let me go ahead and try and refresh, and I'm going to come right back because I still want to take these calls. So I'm going to shut this down and come right back. Give me just a second, y'all. Okay, I'm back. Hold on. Let me add myself at this stage. Can y'all see me? Okay. No, it's not ended. I don't know why it's doing that. Why is Blog Talk Radio saying the same thing over and over? Hold on real quick, y'all. Make sure that's not all. Oh, there we go. Hold on real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. It's YouTube. It's StreamYard. I don't know what it is that's causing my show to freeze up halfway through, but we're going to keep going. So just give me a second to bring Blog Talk back here. Give me just a second. So I want to make sure y'all can see it. Okay. All right. So we're going to finish taking the rest of the calls because there's still a lot of people on hold. All right. So y'all can see me. Y'all can hear me? Okay, we're back. All right, so let me go ahead and bring on area code 678. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Yeah, just give me a second. Let me run to the room. Wait a second.
Okay, area code 816, you're on the microphone.
Hey, T.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what do you think about tonight's show?
Hey, just going off of tonight's show is just like everybody said, you know, we believe Cassie. That's just what it is. But, again, like when we're talking about, like, Aaron Hall has definitely messed up the 90s playlist because I'm a big Guy fan. And just knowing or listening to Guy, and I'm just like, this dude is trifling. Like, there is no way in heck I'm sitting up here listening to these nice love songs, and here he is talking about bees and pimps and everything else. So it's just kind of like, it's
weird.
Have
you ever heard that interview before today? Had you heard that interview before?
I heard it earlier today when I was on Instagram.
No, I'm talking
and
about
I was
before
just like,
you're viral. Like
no,
years.
No.
Okay.
I had never heard that.
Neither have I.
Never heard it. And so it really surprised me, and it was just kind of like, but the mentality, he had a show, actually, where he was like a dog trainer. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but he was like a dog. He, you know, he's kind of sound like a little country guy, whatever. So I really didn't pay much attention to it. But this interview was like, it was so disgusting. It was just, it just made me feel some type of way. But I remember there's a guy on here who was talking about Prince. Do y'all remember Prince and his wife?
Was that Apollonia?
No, it was Mike.
Wasn't he like a 16-year-old or something?
Yes. She was signed over to him, legal guardianship, at 17.
Okay, I do remember that. I do remember that.
Her mama kind of offed her up on a platter when she was almost like, they met when she was like 15 or 16. So, like you said, this has been going on like forever. It's just one of those things, especially in the 90s when I was a girl, when I was 15, I had drug dealers just running around like trying to figure out where I stayed at. And I'm a kid. And my mom had to literally be like, no, we not doing this. Y'all need to take yourselves on somewhere. Let my kid be a kid.
Yeah. It's a sick world. But, yeah, like I said, that's how it was back then. Like, just – and remember the party lines, the chat? Do people remember that from, like, the
90s? Yes.
Remember, like, the telecafe and stuff? And it'd be all these grown men on there talking to, like, 13, 14-year-olds. Granted, we shouldn't have been on there. But we're on there as kids. Like, oh, it's a party line. We can meet kids from other schools. And there'd be a bunch of grown men on there trying to get with us.
Yeah.
On the party lines back in the day.
Straight pedophiles. But it's just like, now it's like we got to be parents. And, like, I have a daughter. Like, I'm not playing about that one. You might need to, if you that old, you need to go on somewhere. They age appropriate, yeah, we can do that. But don't come up here with your 25-year-old self. We not playing them games.
Right. Yeah, it's a different date and age. It's a different date.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for calling in, sis. It was good talking to you.
All right. Y'all have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Man, the 90s was off the chain. But y'all remember those telecafes? They were party lines. And so you would call in and, you know, there was a side for men and women. And everybody would just be on there chatting. Like, our whole city. Like, the whole St. Paul and Minneapolis used to be on these party lines. And I remember everybody would meet up at the Mall America, and you'd go to meet with people that you're thinking, you know, maybe they're 16, 17, maybe 18. And then you'd be in the food court, and it's like a grown man. This was long before To Catch a Predator. It'd be grown men that would, like, try and get you to go meet up with them at the mall. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. Now, I seen somebody in the chat named Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. She says, T, we grew up together. We went to the Jimmy Lee together. What's up, Diamond? I know you're from St. Paul because the Jimmy Lee Center is definitely a St. Paul staple. So shout out to you. Thank you for coming through and supporting. So, matter of fact, I'm actually throwing an event for New Year's in the Twin Cities. So, you know, hit me up. Email me if you want to come. You know what I mean? So, I'm giving a chance for, like, my Minnesota tea sippers to come to my event. It's going to be New Year's Eve. It's going to be really nice. And then I have a lot of tea sippers that are flying into town as well. But, so I'll have more information for everybody by Monday on Discord. So just be patient. I will have more information by Monday. So, yeah, we're going to turn up. We're going to, like, definitely have fun this, you know, bringing the new year with some good energy. So let me go ahead and bring on 305. Now, we know 305 is Wretched Florida. Come on down.
Hey, T.
Hey, you in Florida?
I'm in Miami.
What'd I say? I know about the 305, honey. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How is everyone?
We're doing great.
So I'm Nicaraguan Pocahontas on Instagram. I just wanted to pop in and say one thing. I would say the whole grooming thing, it's spinning now. Like, I graduated high school 10 years ago. I graduated class of 13. I was born in 95. And I remember my classmates, like, whenever prom was announced, everybody was like, oh, my God, are you going to prom? Are you bringing your boyfriend? Are you bringing your date? And a lot of girls in my high school, they were like, oh, my boyfriend can't go. I said, why not? Mm-hmm. They were, like, embarrassed to say, and they were like, oh, he just can't come. And then I remember these boys in our high school were saying, oh, a lot of y'all's boyfriends can't come because they too old. And I was like, oh. And then I said, is that true? And they said, yeah, there's a cutoff age for prom. And a lot of girls went to prom without their boyfriends. So I said, damn, like, and that was happening just 10 years ago. And I remember my friend, she was 17 and her boyfriend was 23. So, yeah, a lot of girls in my high school, their boyfriends couldn't go to prom because they were too old and they were checking IDs at the door, and if you were too old, then you were not allowed inside. So it was even worse for the girls who said, oh, I'm going to bring him anyway.
Oh,
they
wow.
couldn't get inside.
Imagine your grown boyfriend buying a suit and some good church shoes, honey, to take you to prom, only for them to card him and be like, you too old. This ain't the club, sir. This is prom. How embarrassing.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say that, and I graduated 10 years ago, so it's definitely still happening. But people are a little more careful now because they don't want to get shamed or they don't want to blow up the spot.
Facts. That is true. They're moving a little bit. Like, when we were growing up, they would pull up to the high school. There was no shame. Oh, my gosh. You walk out of high school, and there'd be all types of cars right outside in front of Central High. And just, you know, the dope boys, the grown men, you know what I'm saying? And then you'd have the buses behind the cars, and it'd be the school bus.
That's what they said about R. Kelly was waiting at that McDonald's.
Right. They're not pulling up to the school now. They're pulling up to your DMs, honey. It's crazy. Just like you said, R. Kelly in Chicago, he'd be at the McDonald's, you know? So.
Yep.
It was so blatant back then. It's insane. It's insane. They don't want to be shamed now, but, yeah, it was very blatant back then.
Yeah, y'all be careful. Y'all talk to y'all's kids.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for calling in, sis. It was good talking to you.
Thank you. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let me bring on 402. 402.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing, Miss T?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
This is Ron. This is Ron Harvey. I'm in the Discord and everything.
All right. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Doing okay. Just listening to these crazy, crazy, crazy stories coming out about our heroes that we looked up to back in the day. But, yeah, it's maddening. It's maddening out this world, man. But to be honest with you, it's been going on for, like, a long time. I mean, this go past since we were born. We were born, you know, before the 90s. I mean, you got to remember, Elvis Presley had a 14-year-old wife.
Right.
An artist by the name of Jerry Lee Lewis, who had the hit song Great Balls of Fire. He married his 14-year-old, I think 14 or 13-year-old cousin. And that was, like, the biggest scandal back then. And then one of y'all, you talk about the Do Me song with Bill Biv DeVoe. On the lyrics, one of the songs says, backstage, underage, how you doing? She was fine. I smile. I like to do the wild thing. I mean,
what?
She was blatantly in my face.
That.
Yeah, check that.
Underage?
Yes. That's Ronnie DeVoe's rap lyrics when he first kicked in on his rap when he first kicked off. Backstage, underage. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely on there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's on there. And also, Keith Sweat, he had a song saying, you may be young, but you ready. Ready to learn. You're not a little girl. You're a grown woman. Like, this shit was in our face for a while now. A lot of people, and now it's just, it's like when I look back on, I'm like, damn, this, even as a kid when I heard that song, I was like, damn, that kind of sounds weird. Even as a kid, I was like, that don't sound right. And then I remember one joke, Dave Chappelle talked about how he had his cousin watch, his little nephew or cousin watch Looney Tunes, and he saw how Pepe Le Pew was all over the character. He was like, oh, shit. He's like, slow down. What are you doing, Pepe Le Pew? What, come on. And his cousin looked at him and said, see, sometimes you just got to take it. He was like, no, no. And he had to turn the channel. Sometimes as an adult, you see things through the adult eyes. You're like, yo, this shit wasn't right. We wasn't supposed to watch or listen to some of this stuff. But I'm not surprised because this has been going on for years now with guys taking young wives, and then I know parents and who their grandparents were like,
mm-hmm.
When did you meet your grandmother? She was like, well, when did you meet grandma? She was like 15, 16. I was like 21.
Yeah.
And she became a mom, and it was like the norm. And it was like the norm back then. I mean, movies like the Color Purple was like that. You know what I'm saying? You would see Lee was like 14 or 15 years old and stuff like that. So it's been like that for years now. It's just even recently, there's a basketball player by the name of Josh Giddey who played for the Oklahoma City Thunder who's being investigated for messing with a 15-year-old now. It's now picking up steam because now the NBA is investigating him now. That's going on.
Oh, so
this is very recent.
Okay.
Then Josh Giddey from the OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder. So yeah, but yeah, it's been like that for years, man. It's just now it's not taboo, not talking about it. Now it's pretty much now being promoted to bring it up in the forefront now, and it's looked upon as, you know, as bad now. So that's what it
now,
is.
Now, but speaking of lyrics, remember when viral, mm-hmm. I think like maybe a year or two ago, Funky Cole Medina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a song about date rape, the date art.
Right.
It's about him putting like some type of date rape drug or something. I remember that went viral. And being a kid, you know, you just sing it. It's melodic, you know, Funky Cole Medina. I didn't know, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know what Funky Cole Medina is. But when you're grown and you really go to the lyrics, it's a whole song about date raping. Ugh.
Yeah, that's one. And here's another thing. The song that Diddy took, I Be Missing You, from Sting and the Police, because I'm a huge fan of Sting and the Police. I'm a huge fan. So the song is from Every Breath You Take. You know that's a stalker song? Every breath you take, every move you make, every vow you break, I'll be watching you. That's a stalker song.
Damn, that is. I never realized that. You know what I just realized the other day?
Song.
And I was like, I was low-key embarrassed. I just realized the other day because Nelly and Chingy were trending on Twitter. And people were like going back and digging their, you know, digging up their old lyrics of like when they had beef with each other. I don't know why, but you know Twitter. And I realized like, down, down, baby, you're sitting in the Range Rover, sweet, super baby, cat ready to let it go. He's singing about doing drive-bys. I don't know why that never occurred to me when I was younger.
Street sweeper is a gun.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. And we were all singing this as kids. That's a whole song about doing a drive-by.
Yeah, right. Cocked and ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop. Listen to me now. Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now. That's all about drive-by. So,
Like, it just clicked for me when I was, like, going over their lyrics with their beef. And I'm like, hold on. This sounds like a drive-by. And it really is. But, again, you put a melodic beat to something, you don't even really pay attention to the lyrics. You're just repeating it but not really soaking it in.
Yeah, and another song that's out there right now, too, called Cool Kids Kicks. I'm into a lot of a whole rock and pop and all that other stuff, but there's a song out there called Kids with Cool Kicks. It's about school shooting, but it's such a melodic theme and it's upbeat.
Is that that
you don't
song
think
that's
about
on
it.
TikTok?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I know that. But I heard that song before, and I was like, and it was like, you know this is about, because my son came up to me, he's like, you know that's about school shooting. I was like, what? He said, listen to it. He said, all the cool kids with the cool kicks, run, 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 faster than my gun. And I was like, oh, snap.
Oh,
I was like, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, spellcasting is real. And you don't know. You're just singing it, and, you know, it's very hypnotic. You know, just like that song, like, that never sat well with me at all, that Murder on My Mind. But it was just so melodic that people were just, you know, rapping it and not even realizing, like, you're rapping about murder right now. You're rapping about having murder on your mind. And we see where he ended up in jail. So it's crazy.
Right, absolutely.
But thank you so much for calling in. It was so good talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, yeah, I'm definitely going to try to make your party, too, on New Year's because I'm in Rochester. So I'm going to see if we can make that. Me and my wife can make the ride out there in an hour. So, yeah, we definitely want to do that.
Yeah, that's right up the street. Okay, well, cool. I'm going to keep you posted on all the details.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And good night, T-Sippers. Love y'all. Stay blessed.
All right.
Stay prayed up.
Love you too. Bye. Okay, let me go ahead. Let's see here. Area code 917. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Hi. Good evening, Miss Lovely T. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. My name is Dee. I've been quietly sipping tea since 2013. It's the first time I'm coming on here, so I'm a little nervous, but bear with me.
Don't be nervous.
Thank you. I just want to say I appreciate you staying relatable and giving fair commentary overall on any subject matter throughout the years, and I especially appreciate it when you use pop culture or regular world news as a teachable moment. I really like, there need to be more YouTubers like you instead of them hating on you. But anyway, so I just feel like there's a reckoning happening. You know, all the dark deeds are coming to light. And I know people were talking about, you know, the age that we're in. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot. Since 2020, there's been a lot of revelations. And I just want people to take note, especially other SA victims. I hope, whether it's by a celebrity or Joe Schmo down the street, this is a wake-up call for women to, or even men, like, because they get victimized too, right? So
right.
Everyone needs to kind of come together and tell their story and seek justice, because it's like so many people have let things slide for whatever reason. In Cassie's case, I completely understand, because she was like, you know, it was a terrible situation and she felt, you know, she was in danger. He was violent, you know, he could end her life, all this stuff. But there are other situations where the victim can go to the police or can tell somebody in authority so that they can get help, you know, and to, you know, get the person arrested, the behavior from, you know, continuing with other victims. So I just want people to really wake up, because every year 463,000 sexual assaults happen. Sorry, SAs. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a lot of people, and it's insane. And I just, you know, I just want people to just pay attention, and also pay attention to the men that you know that are not sympathetic or empathetic to SA victims. Because I'm paying attention. I'm looking at who's online clowning, okay, saying Cassie's just trying to get paid. She said something before. You heard what some stuff said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know, it's time for people to stand up and say something and do something. Because these people have
been. I know a lot of people were dragging some thugs because of, like, how mm-hmm. he was taking it and talking about her situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, he had a baby with his cousin, so.
Right, exactly. So it's like, you know, I'm just taking note, though, and people that I know personally that I remember years ago when the situation with Rihanna and Chris Brown happened, where he hit her or whatever, I remember having classmates. This guy was like, yeah, it's okay he hit her, but he ain't have to bite her. I looked at him like, are you stupid? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, did you hear what you just said? It's okay that he hit her?
But not bite her. That's too far.
Right. That's too. He was like, nah, that was going too far. I was like, sir, go stand in the corner and educate yourself, because you sound very ignorant right now. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Definitely. Thank you so much for calling in, sis. Good talking to you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Let me see here. Let me go ahead and bring on. C12.
Hey, T, how you doing?
I'm tired of your coughing. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I love being, you know, one of your members. You are just I just love you. And so I'm going to try to land my plane quick, but a couple of points that I really wanted to hit. You know, you talked about how back in the 90s, you're right, a lot of parents co-signed the older gentleman, you know, taking their daughter because they figure, oh, well, but now they're finding out it's the older gentleman, it's that old bastard who the predator. See, they didn't want their daughters with the 16, the age-appropriate young man because they felt, well, he hasn't built up any wealth, he hasn't, you know, but they didn't understand. Part of the psychology behind it is what you were, you know, hitting on is that you would think by the time a man is in his 30s and his 40s, and God knows if you're 50, a lot of, you know, parents thought he's mature, he's got, you know, got it out of his system, he's established, and this is kind of getting into the manosphere talk, but all you got to do is listen to the manosphere. It's these old dudes, it's these old ninjas, they more ignorant than, I'm like, please go get you an age-appropriate young man, because you all can grow together, you can learn together. Don't get these old suckers because, baby, they predatory. And I'm going to tell you, even when I was, I'm 50, or I was a teenager, old guys would come and try to holler at me and my homegirls, and I would be like, Part of it was, I will say this, my daddy wasn't going to approve of nothing like that, and I am a daddy's girl. But even if he didn't, I always felt something was off about that. Like, why is this dude with this gray and his mustache and beard trying to holler at me and not at a woman his own age? Something must be wrong with him. I always felt that. And I had friends who would go with them old dudes, and them old dudes would be doing a whole lot of crazy stuff with them. So I just wanted to give the tea out there to you young women. Stick with a young man who can grow with you. You can learn together. You got to know something is wrong with him, baby. If he's 45, 55, and he's still trying to get with you, and you 18, 19, the women his age, we see him coming, baby. Now that I'm a woman that age, we can see him coming, sugar. They praying upon y'all because they feel you're vulnerable, and they want to throw a couple of dollars at you. But, baby, that sucker, if he ain't already got a wife or divorced or what they say, widow, something wrong with that sucker. You young women better run. And one final thing, T, and I'm out and I'm going to land my plane. A lot of these stories, I'm telling you, back in the day, I'm in the shy. Listen, back in the 90s, it was knowledge on the streets of the shy what Robert Kelly was doing. He was coming up to the high school he went to. I got friends who went to high school with R. Kelly, and it's nothing new for the people. But, again, like you said, it was a different world. We didn't have Internet. We didn't have social media. A lot of these people were complaining back in the day, and the thing is they didn't have no outlet. But now because technology have caught up with a lot of these people, yes, now these people, they 10, 15, 20 years, but they weren't waiting. Nobody heard their cries back in the 90s and in the early 2000s because you just couldn't get it out there. And a lot of these predatory celebrities were able to hide a lot of their, you know, bad dealings because there was no way to get it out there. So thank God for social media. Thank God for technology has caught up and now it's catching up. You reap what you sow. God don't like ugly. T, I love you. Happy holidays.
Love you too, sis. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Some wonderful points. Wow. Yeah, it's true. Like social media has definitely leveled the playing ground for a lot of people. And I think that's why a lot of these guys are very, very nervous now, you know, and even some of the women who were back there doing fuck shit back in the day, you know, are very, very nervous because now with the power of social media, it can ruin everything you've built. It can literally destroy your brand within a matter of days. We see what's going on with Diddy. They don't pull his Sean John. I still find that situation funny. They don't pull Sean John out of Macy's. I don't know who the hell was wearing that in 2023. You know, they're not going to renew his whole liquor deal, all that stuff. He's a pariah out here now. You know, and that's thanks to social media. So let me go ahead. How long have we been on here? Almost 2 hours. I'm going to take a few more calls. I know it's packed. We got a packed house. I got people texting me like, I can't get on. We have a packed house. Let's see here. Let's go 919. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Is that me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who is this?
This is Bella calling from the Bull City, North Carolina. What's good?
All right, Bella, thank you for calling in.
Yes, I just want to make a couple notes. People always going to make it quick. People always talk about Aaliyah and R. Kelly, but have people forgot about Brandy and Wanye?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier in the chat.
Yeah, I must have missed it. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm like, people just glaze over that. Like, that was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And so her mama called just, behind it.
Yeah, she did. Well, you know Sonya, honey.
Right. And look how Ray J, people forget. Look at how many grown women Ray J was messing with as a teenager.
Yeah.
Remember, Ray J was smashing Little Kim. He smashed Whitney Houston. And when you think about it, Ray J was young. Why were they allowing this? That's why I said, you know, men or women, it didn't matter. It's like, it was just a free-for-all in the 90s. He was smashing Whitney Houston.
Yeah. He was, and that's my thing. It's like I applaud Cassie for standing up, you know, because so many people would just, you know, leave this earth and not tell their story. So, you know, it's like I'm glad that she actually told her story. And if she want to get $100 million, she could have $200 million. I'm pretty sure that's not going to heal her. You know what I'm saying? Down the road, that's going to be a constant battle for her, you know, her whole life. So if she want to take the money, take the money. I'll go cry in, you know, France or somewhere. But, you know. but that was my thing. And it's like, I feel like we all deserve an apology because we've been talking about Diddy for years and years and years and years. And, you know, people hate on Orlando Brown. Also, yeah, he's a little out there, but that, you know, he still has a story to tell. And I just wish one day he could actually tell his story. You know, clear mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody that's there to actually listen to his story, because he has a story to tell.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I have a toddler tea sipper in the background, so I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that off. You know, I'm happy for Cassie, and I hope people keep coming forward. You know, I'm an 80s baby, so I remember all the stuff from the 90s, even stuff they scrubbed from the internet. So I'm just, you know, here for the downfall.
All right, sis. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was good talking to you.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. All right. I'm going to take a few more calls here before we go. We have a 612. That's Twin Cities. Okay, 612, area code. You got to turn down the background.
Hello?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Sato?
Okay.
So, I want to go back to Diddy. So, you know, Diddy and Puffy end up having that situation where, I mean, Tupac and Diddy end up having that situation where, well, he was Puffy at the time, where that's why Tupac kept saying he was the reason he got shot. Because on the low, if anybody knows, Tupac and Kim Porter was messing around. And Puffy found out because him and Suge used to be real cool. You know what I'm saying, back in the days. So that's why he had him set up to get shot, was because of him messing with Kim Porter. Allegedly, let me say allegedly, but that's what most people were saying in the industry, is that's what really went down. Biggie didn't know what was going on because Biggie was going to leave because Biggie's contract was horrible. If you see, his family just now got his publishing because Diddy had everybody's publishing. Now he's trying to give everybody their publishing. But on the low, Biggie was about to leave. He was creating his own clothing line. He was doing a group with Jay-Z and Charlie Baltimore. And Puffy found out because Pac was the one who told him about his contract and was, you know, trying to get the, what's his name, with the one dude, the Jamaican dude, I forget his name. And then he was messing with Kim Porter. When Puffy found out, that's when he set him up to get hit. And he tried to blame him on Jimmy Hitchcock.
I heard about him messing with Kim Porter. Where did you get this info from? I hadn't heard
They got pictures of him and everything. They got pictures of him and Pac. I'm telling
Keep
you.
Going.
So if you look at those pictures, they real comfortable, real close. They got, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. And apparently they said they were swingers. You know, Puffy, that's how they started off. They were swingers. But then Kim Porter really started really liking Pac. You know, Pac was that it boy back then, you know, thug life and all of that. Yeah. So that's what ended up getting him jealous.
So was it Gene Deal that put that out there?
Say again?
Gene Deal. It looks like he put it out there that at one point in time, Kim was messing with Pac.
I don't know who that is.
Kim Porter was infatuated with Pac. Gene Deal used to be Puffy's security guard back in the day.
Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about. I didn't know that was his name. But, yeah, if he said it, then you know it's true. But we was talking about this back in the, like, when Pac got shot. This is what Pac was saying initially, what was going on. I was talking a bit before. Everybody thought it was just about Faith Evans, but it wasn't. It was more about Kim Porter than it was about Faith Evans, because him and Biggie still end up starting talking after the fact about everything. That's why Biggie always said, I want to come back at him, because Pac was his mentor. That was one of his dudes, you know what I'm saying? He dressed like, put him on, everything. You know, that's why he's black and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rocks. You know what I'm saying? That was, he got all that swag from Pop. But, yeah, he was definitely hitting Kim Porter. Hey, T-Slippers, I'm out.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much. He done called in and spilled all types of tea. I ain't never heard. But it looks like there's some validity to it, because Gene Deal also talked about it. So I'm going to have to watch that video from Gene Deal. Wow. I never thought, but I guess it would make sense, because Biggie and Pac, they were cool for so long, and for him to just be set up like that, that's very interesting. Somebody going to say, is this Mace? Y'all are messy. That was not Mace calling in. But I don't know. I'm going to have to look further into that. Again, everything is alleged, child. Everything is alleged. I'm not co-signing anything one way or another. Let me go ahead and bring on area code 516. Go ahead and unmute your microphone. Are you there? Okay, they must not be ready. Okay, area code 205.
205.
Is this 205?
Yes. Hey, T.
Hey, how are you? Who is this?
My name's Sonda.
Sonda. Thank you for calling in. So what did you want to say about tonight's show and the topic?
I wanted to say everything, girl. When I say you are for real T-Girl Dahmer, like, I've been watching you. I've been a T-Sipper forever. You got me through my pregnancy, girl. Like, I was watching you when I was having my baby. Like, you just like me. You like my best friend that I never met. I love you. Okay. But back to everything. Okay. Tonight's live is lit. This is lit. And where I'm from, so you know everybody, area code. Where I'm from, 205, where I'm from.
Oh, I don't know that one. It sounds like New York or something, but I'm not sure.
I'm from Alabama.
205. Yeah, that sounds country. Alabama.
Country.
I've never been to Alabama.
Watch your mouth. Yeah, Alabama. We in here, right? We in here.
What part of Alabama are you from?
Roseside. I'm in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Can't be up there. It's too cold. Okay. But I'm loving tonight's show, right? Like, all this
good
shit. I'm sorry for the profanity. Let me calm down. I'm so excited. I'm on your show. Okay. You've been calling this stuff out forever, little by little. And I've been hearing it in this show and that show and little sprinkles of this. And you was like, it's going to come to the forefront. And I'm like, everything she say be on point. I'm going to wait. And when it came out, I was like, let me find tea. I knew it. Come on, girl. I know she got the tea. What they said.
Right.
And I came over here and you gave me everything. Like, I am loving you. I love
you. Thank you.
If nobody don't like you, they just lame. They full of shit. I don't care who you is, Bar. I don't care who you is. We love everybody around here. We tea sippers. We got love and peace over here. I love all of y'all. T-Sippers, I love y'all. Y'all get me through. Y'all come and tell me hollering, okay? I love y'all.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate it.
Come on, some bye caller. Good bye. I'm up here, girl. You just trying to get up here. Bye in the comments. Good bye. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Bye, thank you, sis. Thanks for calling in. All right. Let me see here. This person's been holding for a while. 937, go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, you're very
What's
regal.
Your name?
I'm Shannon from Ohio.
Hey, Shannon.
I wanted to tell you, how beautiful and regal you are.
Oh,
and how magnetic
so
your personality
you.
Is. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Couple things. The predators, it makes it easy for them to prey when our fathers are not protecting us.
Talk about it.
So as our fathers stop being present in our lives, we became easy prey for the predators. Our fathers used to protect us. They no longer do.
And do you feel like some of the women were looking at these older men as like father figures and protectors as well?
Somewhat. In my case, my daughter's dad lied to me about his age.
Oh,
I was 18. He was 39. And I was raised in foster care. And, you know, no parents. Thank goodness I ended up pregnant by the right man in a couple of ways. His family did take me under his wing, under their wing. And his sister, being 3 years older than him, when she found out my age and when his mom found out my age, they was really upset about that. But I wasn't a protected child, and I see that a lot with our young ladies. And with my daughter being a young lady, it's extra awareness. You know, if you're a single mother, be extra aware. And watch who you bring around them.
Let me ask you this. Is the child's father still in, like, he's still in her life and everything?
He's a very good father. I mean, he's a wonderful father. He wouldn't want what happened to me happen to her.
And see, that's where
I was going with
this, because is one thing I noticed with a lot of these men. If you guys don't know, Diddy's twins, they don't go anywhere without security. They go nowhere without security.
I've
talked about the game, how the game is so obsessed with his daughter, where it's like, you know, can no man holler at my daughter? I got my gun ready. But meanwhile, he was out here, you know, finger smashing a 16-year-old India Love in the park in front of cameras and snipping his fingers and shit. So it's very interesting that these men, when they do that, then they become very protective of their own daughters because they don't want other men to do to their daughters what they did to somebody else's daughter.
Well, they know what kind of crap they're on, and it scares them to a certain extent. Like, well, you know, one day she could run into someone like me. Like, got to prevent that from happening. And, but I'm going to speak on Diddy. To me, Diddy is, I think he was helping Epstein, just a theory. I believe so. Some
was
of those
his name
flight
on the plane
logs,
report? Was his name, was he on
they
the
won't
the
release
air-
They won't release the real logs. Like, they won't release, they redacted so much from it. I just know that politicians and Hollywood and music, they go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? And there's rules for thee, but not for me. In other words, like your average guy out here, he could go to jail and get in a lot of trouble for messing with children. But when you're up there and you got the money or the power or the connections and blackmail, you know, how much blackmail does Diddy have? And who does he have it on? Kill switches. This is why I don't think Epstein, I don't think what happened to him is what happened to him. Because a man like that would have kill switches. I'm going to say do your research and know who you're supporting. It's been corrupt since the beginning when you saw the Shirley Temple being passed around on a plane by men.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Baby Burlesque and all that stuff. Like, people get the shock value from Hollywood, but they don't know, like, Clive Davis, look into who he is. Look into his background.
Right.
You know?
They said he turned
out
to the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but, it, like, did he do it or how many hands were involved in it?
Right.
I mean, like, that Eyes Wide Shut, that movie, it really does, it pretty much tells you what's happening.
Yeah.
And the politicians are involved. I mean, there's too many politicians involved in this. When you look at the UN and you see what they're doing in Haiti, with some of these people in Haiti, you're just like, I mean, they're over there right now. And you see their history with some of these countries. And then you got the royal families, and it's literally a food chain. And Diddy
yeah,
is a small guy.
But thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, he's a small guy on it.
Because we got a lot of calls on the line, but you made a lot of really
good.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. So we have about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to try and get through as many calls as I can in 15 minutes, so just keep everything to about 5 minutes. But she made some really good points. If you guys have not seen Baby Burlesque, which stars Shirley Temple, it will blow your mind. I remember I ran across that video randomly. It was, like, viral on YouTube about 2 years ago, and I was shocked. I had no idea, like, it was so blatant in Hollywood back in the 1940s, and just... like she said, just being passed around by these grown men and, you know, doing all this singing. And she's always in these little dresses. You can see her panties. And Baby Burlesque is crazy. And, yes, there's an old picture of the game Finger Smashing India Love. It went viral a few years ago. Again, the internet was a different place 10 years ago. And he's, like, just finger smashing her in the park and snipping his fingers. It was just weird. I was like, who took this picture? You know, but, and she was young, you know, she was young back then. And so now he's overly protective of his daughter, which is very interesting because, again, some of these same men have no problem disrespecting somebody else's daughter, disrespecting somebody else's mother and things like that. So, yeah, definitely check that out. Let me go ahead and I'm going to try and get through as many people as we can. Let's see. I'm trying to find people who've been on here for a long time holding. 347, go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Hey team, my name is Akiva. Just wanted to say hi to the lovely tea sippers.
Hey Akiva, thank you for calling in.
I wanted to say two things. One is, did you see that his second baby mom, the one that he had before, Kim Porter, she used to date Tupac. What's her, Chance's mom?
You talking about, wait. Chance's mom, or are you talking about
Misha? Not Misha.
Oh, the one
Chance's
that he got
mom.
Pregnant when she was pregnant?
Yes. I don't know
mom.
If you... Yes. I don't know if you saw,
well,
no, but there's
Diddy's
pictures...
baby mama dated Tupac, because the last caller said that...
I'm telling you, I think that he's... I'm thinking that he's obsessed with Tupac or some shit. Like, if you saw what Cassie said, how... when he hears Suge, he's just running and like what you gonna do to Suge? Sit the fuck down, like, you know, like, it's just like he's obsessed.
So Sarah
with Tupac.
Chapman, that's her name, Sarah Chapman.
Yes. If you want to Google that, you can too. Because I just saw that
Diddy and Tupac T. I didn't know Sarah Chapman also allegedly messed with Tupac. I'm googling now. Keep going.
Yes. Yeah, he's. I don't know if he has some type of obsession with Tupac, like he just want to be with whoever Tupac was with or whatever. But yeah, that was weird as well that I saw that you know, years later he ended up. Yeah, you see,
yeah,
it's crazy.
There's many pictures of everything.
This man, I'm telling you, a lot of stuff is coming out. Like, a lot of stuff is coming out. I cannot even believe the things that's coming out.
Wow. And he's, I mean, a lot of pictures with Sarah Chapman.
Yeah, that was his girl. Like, literally, like, Me and My Bitch. Like, he made that song for her.
What?
Bonnie and
y'all
Clyde,
really
that song.
Yes. So this Tupac Diddy thing goes a lot deeper.
It
so
goes deeper. People just looking at it on the surface.
It's really
deeper.
Saying that. Maybe, so now it even makes more sense why KPD is alluding that Diddy put him up to it.
Absolutely. And I believe it. Because the person that killed Biggie, he was Foxy. He was out there. I mean, sorry, Tupac. He was out there. He's from New York. He's like a guy from New York like this. You know, those like drug dealers or whatever that he was messing with. And he was out there with Foxy Brown. The day that he died, Foxy Brown knows a lot. So that's why some shit happened. I don't know what the fuck happened to her because now she's kind of crazy, too. She lost
well, you know,
her mind.
They don't busted her in her ear. She can't hear.
Yeah. They fucked her up real bad because she know a lot. She was there the day that Tupac died. That guy gave TPD and them the gun because them TPD went to Vegas. They didn't got no gun. They didn't have nothing with them. So that guy, he's connected with Diddy. So he called Diddy up like, yo, I heard they about to, you know, murk Pac or whatever. And he was okay with it. He knows. That's why Diddy, his siblings, you know, Tupac siblings like, oh, you know, Diddy always said, you know, it's not him. But, you know, he gives out his, you know, his love and, you know, light and whatever. But, yeah, you can't trust that man.
I'm gonna have to do me a deep dive because I did not even know all this. And then somebody in the chat They said Sarah Chapman was dating Tupac when she was just 16. Again, what
yes.
I said, this was in the 90s. Everybody was dating
these kids. Even Quincy Jones' daughter. How was she even old enough? Because
Kidada
was very young. Kidada
was because remember Kidada and Aaliyah were best friends.
Yes. So I'm
you know,
sure she was pretty young, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, thank you, T. I just wanted to drop that little T because I was like, nobody dropped it yet. Let me call and give you the T, you know.
No, I'm
glad
you.
Thank you so much.
I did not know that at all.
Yes. I was listening. I'm like, okay, nobody going to drop this T. Let me call and see if I could drop this little gem. But I can't wait for the deep dive. I love you so much. Have a great night and have a happy, you know, New Year's, everything. Bye.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you. Y'all are calling in with the tea. I had no idea about Tupac and Kim or Tupac and Sarah Chapman. That is very strange. And both of those women end up being P. Diddy's baby's mama. Wow. Okay. See, this is why I love my call-in shows, because we just get a bunch of extra tea from people. So let me see here. We have about 10 minutes left. Let me bring on area code 502. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. How are you?
Hi, T. My name is Alexia, and I just wanted to call and speak for the younger generation because I just turned 24, and when I was in undergrad in college, I actually worked at a club, and I was 20 at the time, and I actually started dealing with the man who was 40. He was 42, I believe, but I didn't know his age because when you work at the club, you just assume everyone is 21, and a lot of men now, they get, like, Botox and fillers, and they actually look
pretty male
good.
Weave. They also get that male hair
yeah.
weave.
And I remember, like, I was just having fun, and I'm 20, you know, I decided to, you know, sleep with him, and it is what it is. And then afterwards, like, a week later, I decided to ask his age, and he was like, oh, I'm 42, and I remember I was just crying, and he actually was the owner of the club, his best friend. And that's very normal in the nightlife industry. A lot of things that Cassie has put in the lawsuit I have dealt with as well, not to that extent, but all that is very, very normal. Men who are 50, 60, they take these girls to Florida, Miami, out the country. They just come in. They see all these beautiful girls. And all the girls that I work with, we all were super just slim, bubbly, girl next door personality. We had a lot of football players, baseball players, because we were right in between two professional stadiums as well. So it's, I hear a lot of people say, oh, that went on in the 90s. I'm like, no, that still goes on very much still to this day, it's even worse because the girls, I mean, at the time how I looked at it, I didn't care because, I mean, I'm dealing with somebody who has this amount of money. You know, you're dealing with somebody who works at McDonald's. I'd rather be dealing with somebody who you know, that was my mindset back then.
Right,
who's going to
put you on and take care of you. Right, and that's why a lot of girls, even back then, mess with older guys, talk to older guys, talk to the local, you know, dope boy or the local rapper, you know, like guys who have money, you know what I mean? Because they want to be taken care of. You're not going to be taken care of by your average 15,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep, and that's how it was. I mean, all the girls, we all had sugar daddies and things like that. That's so, even the girls will egg you. Like, I came from a very sheltered background, and once I started working there, it was just like, oh, my God. Like, being able to be with someone who's a millionaire, and you just walk around a big city, and you don't care because, like, we had guys there who were paying for girls' apartments, giving them, like, yearly salaries. They just wrote it off as a tax write-off, buying them cars and things like that. It's so normal. And, you know, I think when you're in college, your parents aren't around, and, you know, you're not going to tell your parents, like, and things like that. So it still is very normal, and I really do feel for Cassie. And I'm glad that she spoke up. I think that because I know you said that her lawyer is the guy who took down Harvey Weinstein. So, like, my theory, how I kind of was thinking about it, is that I feel like she knew she was going to get money regardless because they said that Diddy was already offering her stuff behind the scenes. But I think she kind of was the dog whistle, and she knew that as soon as she came out, other people were going to start coming out. And I feel like her lawyer probably already has other women that he's going to represent. So I'm really proud of her, and I read it, and I've been triggered for the past week and a half, 2 weeks, just like, oh my God, like, this putting me in flashbacks. So I feel for everyone who's also triggered by this information as well, but, you know, I'm proud of her for speaking out. So that's all I wanted to say.
Let me ask you before you go, let's get back to the sugar daddy thing. Okay. So a lot of young girls do look at that as more like a glamorous life, like you said. They're putting you up in apartments and paying for it.
Yeah.
So do you feel like for you, is it just a time in your life that is what it is? Or do you feel like there's a negative side to it? Because, you know, so many times, especially on social media, we only show the highlights, right? Oh, he just bought me a bag. He put me shopping. I'm in Jamaica. Nobody's going to come on to social media and be like, this man just belittled me, made me feel this big. He punched me in my face.
Oh,
he forced me to threesome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So do you feel like
there's
a dark side to that too? Because a lot of times we glamorize it, and you're getting taken care of. Yeah, this man is paying your bills, but then there's so much other things attached to it as well.
Yeah, there definitely is a dark side, and kind of how I got into it. I met a girl. We worked at the same club, and she took me to her apartment. And she told me she hadn't been working for months. And I was like, well, how do you afford this? And she told me, and then I happened to meet that guy, and the things that he was having other girls do was insane. I mean, I've had girls, I mean, I don't think I can even say this because it's going on YouTube, but yes, like the things that you hear, the club that I worked at in Ohio, a lot of people, I mean, I think I've seen your deep dive, but Ohio is really known for human trafficking, swinging is really big there. A lot of sexual things go on there. And I was lucky, I thank God to this day, that I dealt with men who did not take advantage of me. I mean, there's been times where I went to, you know, older men's house and I'm drunk, intoxicated, and they did not lay a finger on me. And I'm extremely blessed. And I think that God was watching me. But I have friends who, you know, they come into the club, they are now strung out on drugs. They did not graduate college, and it's really sad. And a lot of people don't talk about that, and it is glamorized. And at the time, I looked at it as, oh, I'm young, I'm gonna get what I can get. Obviously, we know we're not gonna be together. Like, I'm gonna live my life, and I did to an extent. I was able to get out of it, but a lot of girls don't. Because a lot of girls who work in the club, some of them don't graduate high school. They're the pretty girls, and all they know is, you know, they're pretty, and they don't believe that they can do anything else besides be pretty. So they, you know, get with a guy. A lot of guys in the club, they drug you. I remember I was with a guy, and he was like, you know, asking me if I wanted a drug that has a name that's like a girl name. And I was like, I don't know her. And it didn't click that he was offering me the drug because I was not familiar with drugs. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to say the name because I didn't know if I could say that. And, yeah I remember I texted my friend because he was pouring my drinks, and I was like, if I don't respond every 20 minutes, he probably already drugged me, but thankfully he didn't. But those are cases where they do that stuff. I just have been very blessed to not, with those men, not have been taken advantage of. But, yeah, that was definitely something that people glamorize. They don't tell you the real thing. And, yeah, I think a lot of young girls, they should, you know, the grass is greener for a little bit, but it's just like, you know, no guy is just giving you all this stuff without wanting anything. Like, no. If she's known him for years, she's doing something.
Mm-hmm. And what a lot of young girls don't understand is that, yeah, you know, you're pretty, your body's on point, you know, when you're younger, right? But all of that fades. So you're literally allowing somebody to take your essence, your body, your look, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is that a lot of the baddies who were baddies in their 20s, now we fast forward to, you know, now you're 40, and they're bitter, they're angry, because they've just been used up. They've been passed from man to man. You know, they popped out of their kids, overweight. They're not the same. They were always dependent on their looks, and now that the looks are somewhat fading, they get very angry and bitter by the time they're 40, sadly.
Well, I will say this, they're angry and bitter also because what I've learned is a lot of these high-powered men, I mean, just like Usher, they give these women, you know, these diseases. And now these women, some of them can't have children. They're stuck. Mm-hmm. They feel like they have to stay with that man because, I mean, and again, this is just ignorance, but if you tell a guy, hey, I have this, you know, if he's just ignorant, which is not even ignorance, but, you know, he's not going to want to be – you're thinking in your head, he's not going to want to be with me. So the women then tend to stay with those men. And also, like, especially with herpes, when I worked at the club, a lot of people have, you know, herpes. There's nothing wrong with having that. But, you know, and people know that they have that. And girls, because of the money, they still are willing to, you know, sleep with them even though they know they have these diseases.
Right. Look at NBA Youngboy. I mean, he has how many baby mothers?
Yeah.
All right. The show's about to end on Blog Talk Radio, but thank you so much, sis, for calling in. It was good talking to you. And thank you for just being honest and sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. So we are ending Blog Talk Radio. This has been a wonderful show. I really appreciate everybody who came through the I know it was like last minute. It's getting ready to end. I'm going to read these last few super chats on YouTube, and I'm going to head out here because I know it's getting late. It's almost 9 o'clock. Let me see here. Let me go scroll back up here. Somebody said, check the lyrics to 13 and Good. That don't even sound right. What is 13 and Good? A 13-year-old is supposed to be good? Who sings that song? I don't think I've heard that. That's crazy. Cutie Tay says, I feel like a lot of these songs have obvious lyrics. We got to stop ignoring songs that promote negative behavior just because it's catchy. That is a very, very good point. So thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Melanin Mish sent $9.99. Thank you so much. I wish it would just end. It keeps coming through saying stuff. I think I can just end it. There we go. No, maybe not. I wanted to, like, end so it can stop. Okay, cool. It's ended now. All right, officially. Let's see here. Higher Perspective sent $13.99 says, in 2011, a book was written by a rapper called Professor Griff called The Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop, Illuminati Takeover of Hip-Hop. He exposed Will Smith, Diddy, and more. Yes, I remember that. I've never read it, but I remember when Professor Griff was super popular on YouTube, and he was blasting a lot of these people, a lot of these celebrities. He's speaking a lot of truth. I haven't watched anything he's done in a while, but I remember that book. I need to check it out because I've always heard it was a good book. So thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you. Kima A sent $9.99, says, if you have a chance, please look into the documentary on Drew Barrymore, Steven Spielberg, if you have a chance. Wow, I didn't know there was a documentary on Steven Spielberg and Drew Barrymore. I would definitely look that up and look more into it because I love documentaries. And I know Drew Barrymore went through a lot of stuff because I remember being a kid and watching her in the club, like videos of her in the club at like 10 drinking and smoking. And I'm like, how's she in the club? You know what I'm saying? It never made sense to me, but it was always, you know, dismissed as, oh, well, she's a celebrity. She's famous. It's not a big deal. Kids in Hollywood grow, you know, quicker. And no, kids in Hollywood are still kids. And at the end of the day, kids should not be in clubs. I don't care what anybody says. So I'm definitely going to check that out. So thank you. Let's see here. Ebony says, born in 1980, Aaron Hall, Guy, Kells, PA. I interviewed PA, public announcement in college. Guy was over by then. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We need to do better. Send 499 says, Aaron Hall dropped names. I thought for sure one of them was Denzel. Is there a different Denzel other than the actor? I know. I was thinking that too. Like, why would Denzel be watching Aaron Hall smash somebody? So hopefully it's another Denzel, because, yeah, that kind of like had me shook too when he named Denzel in that little tryst. I didn't get that at all. But thank you for the super chat. That girl, Shasha, sent 499, says, hey, T, please tell me a story about Diddy from the 90s. That man is no joke. Yes, he is not. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you. Lady Tia's T-shirt design, send 5. Says on hold, but this 24-year-old just dropped the mic. Yes, she did. She made a lot of really, really good points. Ty Rob sent $10. Says, man, this was a very informative stream. I love music, but damn, I grew up listening and singing along, never knowing the subliminals. This is a revealing age for sure. Yeah. The age of Aquarius is no joke. It's revealing a lot of things. So thank you so much, sis. Queen Q sent $5, says, it was my birthday yesterday. Can I get a birthday shout out? Can I get back in the Discord for the 5,100th time? Why do you keep getting kicked out the Discord, ma'am? But happy belated birthday. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you also had a good Thanksgiving yesterday on your birthday. So thank you. Send me an email, okay? And we can get you back in the Discord. All right, Queen Q. Let's see here. All right, thanks. That's all the super chats. Man, we've been on here for 2.5 hours. Thank you guys so much for just coming through. I know it's impromptu, but once I heard that Aaron Hall video, I was like, yeah, we got to talk about this. I'm going to do 2 streams in 1 week. So thank y'all for coming through. I really appreciate it. Thank you to everybody who called in. Sorry, I couldn't get everybody in on the call. But to the ones who were able to get through, I appreciate y'all. Take care of yourselves. Look out for y'all's kids, okay, your sons and daughters, because the grooming is real, the industry is dirty, you know what I'm saying, and just understand what you're getting into when you're chasing fame and trying to be a part of the industry. There's a very, very dark side, so just, you know, be careful. But thank you guys so much. Everybody have a good night. Love you guys. I will see you guys soon. Take care. Bye.